In Cairo, you can get most anything, food, medicine, groceries, delivered right to your door anytime. But civil unrest in the streets of Egypt's capital have made it a riskier job for deliverymen. Merritt Kennedy in Cairo sent this report about how one restaurant manager and his deliverymen are handling the violence.
Taboola Restaurant, an upscale Lebanese joint, is tucked into a quiet neighborhood just south of Tahrir Square, the center of Egypt's revolution. It's usually packed. But clashes between protesters and police have been ongoing for a week, just two blocks away. And on this night, there's only one table of diners.
These days, I think 80% from the business is delivery.
That's Ahmed Saeed, the manager. He says it's been a tough week for the employees.
Our staff, he cannot go home because all the streets are closed and we have action here, we stay here.
But their delivery men on motorbikes find ways out of the neighborhood despite the clashes. And through the chaos, they keep a semblance of normalcy for Egyptians, delivering food to their doors.
If all of us at any job stop to work and we are afraid from the streets and we are not going to live, we're going to die.
Downtown Cairo's traffic-jammed streets have never been easy to navigate, but cycles of violence and regular mass protests make it more complicated and dangerous to get around, and the police have blocked off many major streets with concrete walls about 12 feet high. Ahmed Saeed says Taboola Restaurant's best and bravest delivery man is Sayed Masood Abu Gabal.
Over 50 and he's more strong than the youth. He's going all the time, any order he's going, he's not afraid for anything. Okay, I'll solve it. I'll solve this close, this close, I'll solve it. He go from another way.
Abu Gabal walks into the restaurant from a delivery run and his eyes are red from tear gas.
I was delivering food nearby and I was caught in the clashes and went into a building to hide. On my way out, riot police were arresting people and I had to show them the delivery receipt to prove I was not with the protesters.
Abu Gabal says his job has become more dangerous in the last 2 years.
Sometimes you find demonstrations erupting out of nowhere. You don't have any guarantees. You can get shot. But God protects us, and we get by as well as we can.
Abu Gabal doesn't have much time to rest before another order comes in. Manager Ahmed Saeed says the rest of the staff helps their delivery men find safe routes by checking for the latest on violence in downtown.
We have the news from here and from my office, from the laptop.
This time, they're packing up lamb sandwiches and sweets for a delivery just across the bridge. But because of the clashes, Abu Gabal is going to make a wide loop around the area, quadrupling the distance. With the smell of tear gas in the air, he revs up his motorbike and takes off once again. For NPR News, I'm Merritt Kennedy in Cairo.